asking for God's help in the trials of life. Now I want to invite your attention to a passage of Scripture to be found in the 21st chapter of the Gospel as recorded by Luke. I'm going to begin at verse 25 and I'll read down through verse 36. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now at hand. So likewise, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape those things which shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now that's my lesson for today, and I pray that God will bless the reading of His Word, that it'll be for our good and for His honor and glory. My subject today will be keep looking up. Keep looking up. This has been on my mind all week, and I've prayed and asked the Lord to help me that I can speak the things that He would want all of us to hear today. This chapter that I've read from is a very interesting chapter. The disciples and Jesus were in Jerusalem, and they were beholding the beautiful temple and how that it was adorned with various decorations. And Jesus said to the disciples, He said, as for these things which you behold, He said, the days shall come that not one stone will be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they ask Him, Lord, when will these things be? And what shall be the signs of this coming to pass? Of course, Jesus was talking about the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, which actually did take place in A.D. 70. And the temple was destroyed, and the people, prior to that time, they endured a great deal of distress. They did a lot of suffering. And Jesus warned them of that time of trial that would be coming upon them. And it was a great time of sorrow for the people who lived in Jerusalem at that time. But then He turned immediately in verse 25, where I began to read. He turned their attention to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know there are people who don't believe that the Lord Jesus is going to come again. But the Bible is very plain. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says that behold, that means take notice. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall behold him. And they that pierced him shall look upon him. And he said, and then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn because of him. Now there are many passages of scriptures that confirm that the Lord Jesus is coming again. The very popular 14th chapter of John, Jesus told his disciples, he said, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So Jesus is coming again. And so Jesus gave some signs that are relative to the times before his second coming. And there are many different things that I could say about this, but I just want you to notice in verse 25, he said, there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Now, as far as I know, those signs haven't appeared as yet, but that don't mean that they won't appear. Joel, in the second chapter of the book of Joel, he talks about the time when the sun will be darkened and the moon will be turned to blood and the stars of heaven shall fall to the earth. The Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost, he quoted those very verses of Scripture to confirm that it is true. And so those signs we haven't seen as yet, as far as I know. But then I want you to notice the next statement that Jesus made. He said, and upon the earth distress of nations. Now that made me think about the conditions that we're living under right now. I believe there are 184 nations that are going through a very stressful time. It is a time of great sickness and disease. He said that there would be distress with of nations with perplexity. Now, I don't know if this really has reference to this time that we're living right now, but it made me think about this. We are going through a very stressful time, and there are a lot of people that are suffering and a lot of people that are hurting because of this thing that's going on. And it is a very perplexing thing. You know, we don't have a medication to treat it. We don't have a cure for it. People are perplexed, you know. And so one of the things that Jesus said was that there would be distress among nations and with perplexity. And then he said, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And you know, this is a troublesome times. A lot of people are worried. A lot of people are very concerned, you know, about the conditions that we're living in right now. But Jesus said, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, I'm not suggesting to you that this coming week the Lord Jesus is coming back. I'm not suggesting that he's coming back this year. I don't know when he's coming. The Bible says that no man knows the day nor the hour of when he will come. But he for sure is coming. And there are going to be, lots of signs that indicate that he will be coming. And he said, when these things begin to come to pass, he said, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now that's where I got the thought for my message today. Keep looking up. Jesus said to the disciples, when this distress comes upon nations of the earth, when there is such perplexity that nobody knows how to deal with it, he said, and men's hearts are failing them for fear of looking upon the things of the world. He said, then look up. He said, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, he's having reference to the total redemption. You know, Jesus came into the world to redeem us from sin. And he redeems our soul from sin in regeneration. When we're born again, we are forgiven, and our souls are sealed unto the day of redemption. That is the completion of redemption. But Jesus not only died to save our souls from sin, but he died to save our bodies from sin as well. You know, one of these days when Jesus comes, the Bible says that he'll descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead shall rise. And we're going to rise with bodies that have been glorified. The Bible said this. It says that the mortal must put on immortality, and the corruptible must put on incorruption. And when this comes to pass, then it will be written that death is swallowed up in victory. And so the Lord Jesus is coming back, and we're going to experience total redemption. We'll have new bodies, as we sing sometimes. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life, and I'll have a new body. And so I wanted to share these things with you, but I wanted to share them in order to encourage. You know, it's not my purpose necessarily today to dwell on the signs or try to place them in chronological order as they will take place. I do believe they will take place, but my purpose today is to emphasize that how we should live in times like these, in times of trouble, in times of sickness, in times of distress upon the nation. We need to look to the Lord. We need to lift up our heads. Now, I've known people in my lifetime. I've been preaching now 63 years, and I've pastored a number of churches. And I've seen people in the time of trouble, instead of drawing near to the Lord, they turned their backs upon the Lord. And this is not a time for us to turn away from the Lord. This is a time for us to return to the Lord. This is a time for us to lift up our heads. This is the time for us to keep looking up, you know. Because we know that the Lord Jesus has promised to help us. And so we know the Bible talks about the last days, and 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul called them perilous times, which means dangerous times. And he talked about the falling away and all of these things that are taking place. And we know that it's true. There's sin on every hand. We know that men's hearts are turned away from God. We know there's people, you know, that don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in going to church. I saw four men the other day on television, and they said they had started their own church for people who don't like to go to church. And so I thought, well, you know how, yeah, I just wonder what kind of doctrine they preach, huh? I wonder what they practice, you know. But the Bible says that the Holy Ghost speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, and they'll give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And so we know these things have come to pass. We know there's sin and there's corruption on every hand. You know, as we think about this, you know, there's corruption in politics. There's corruption in government. You know, it's a power struggle, you know, it seems to me like. In our world today, and in religion, there's even corruption in religion. And Jesus warned us about that. He said, take heed that no man deceive you, you know. And so we know that you can make religion anything that you want to, you know, because religion is what you do, you know. You're what you practice, that's your religion, whatever it is. But listen, salvation and serving and worshiping God in spirit and in truth is not religion. Salvation is what the Lord does for you, not what you do for the Lord. Salvation is by grace. It's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is provided by the grace of God. And the Bible said, behold what love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And so Paul, I talked about what he said about the last days. He said men would have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And he said, from such turn away. And so today what I'm trying to say to you is that these are days when we need to be looking to the Lord. We see all this going on around us. And that's not a time to turn our backs on our church or to turn our backs on the Lord. This is a time for us to come together. And this is a time for us to lift our eyes toward heaven and pray and ask the Lord to help us and to bless us and to give us strength. I do believe that, you know, evil men and seducers are going to continue to grow worse and worse. And we're going to need the help of the Lord. The Bible says that we should stand in the evil days. And as Brother Strode sang a few moments ago, you know, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of troubles and heartaches and trials, stand by me. Help me to stand. And Paul wrote in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, you know, he said, stand therefore, having done all to stand. Stand with your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having your loins girt about with truth, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and take the word of God, he said. Take the word of God. He said, stand in the evil day. And that's what it's really important for us as God's people, for us who have been redeemed, us who have been saved, and we know what true heartfelt salvation is. We know what it is to come under conviction, and we know what it is to repent of our sins to God and ask for forgiveness, and we know what it is to have to experience the forgiveness and the condemnation of sin be removed, and to have peace in our hearts with God. We know the reality of the true salvation that the Lord Jesus has provided for us. And so we need to look up, you know, and we need to pray, and we need to ask God to help us in these troubled times. The Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3, you know, I want to turn over there to verse 10 and read a few verses of Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 3. First of all, Verse 9 said, "The Lord's not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness. But He's long-suffering to usward, and He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And then He says, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." Now, that's the same day of the Lord that Jesus was talking about. When He said, "Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens." And He said, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the works that are therein shall be burned up." And then He said, "Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved," He said, "what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" That is, in our conduct and in our speech, you know. The things that we do. He said, "What kind of person are you to be? If you believe in God and you believe in Jesus and you believe He's coming back and you believe that the signs of the times will come to pass and you believe that Jesus will descend from heaven and at a time when no man knows the day nor the hour, what kind of person ought you to be?" We ought to be looking up, you know. We need to keep looking up. We need to look up every day. We need to pray, and we need to stay in constant communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's lots of reasons for that, but one of the reasons is so that we can be a witness for the Lord Jesus, so that people will have confidence in us, so they'll believe that we, our testimony of what the Lord has done for us. But now I want to go down just a little further in this chapter. In verse 17, He said, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." You know, I know people who in the years past, they were solid as a rock. They were steadfast. They went to church. They lived for the Lord. They took an active part in the work of the church. And today they're out there in the world somewhere, you know, doing something else. And so we have a warning from the Word of God. He said, "Take heed," He said, "and beware lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked and you fall from your steadfastness." Now that didn't say fall from grace. That didn't say lose your salvation. It said fall from your steadfastness, you know. We need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Then verse 18 says this, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be glory now, both now and forevermore." And so we need to look up. We need to lift up our heads. And we need to stay in constant communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to as I try to close, I want to read to you a few verses from the book of Psalms, talking about looking up. In Psalms chapter 5 and verse 5, I believe it is, we have the words of the psalmist. Just bear with me just for a moment here. And this is what it says, "Hearken unto the voice of my cry." Now this is a prayer that was being prayed. "Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray." Now listen, verse 3, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning." He's saying to the Lord, you can hear my voice in the morning. I'm going to be calling upon you. I'm going to be talking to you. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. I will look up. Who's he looking to for help and for strength? He's looking to the Lord. He said, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Then in verse 7 he says, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in the fear of the Lord, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. He was praying, and he said, Lord, you can be listening in the morning, because I'm going to be talking to you again in the morning. And that's important. And then also I wanted to notice this passage of Scripture in Psalms 21. And it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And so he said, I'll look to the Lord. I'll lift up mine eyes and I'll look to the Lord. And I will ask him to help me, because he is my help and he can help us in these times of trouble. Maybe one other verse of Scripture I want to share with you in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. And this certainly applies to us today. He says, let us draw near with a true heart and in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And he said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. This morning, this was a burden of my heart this week. I've prayed over this, and I've asked the Lord to help me to deliver a message that would be a strength and an encouragement that would help all of us. I need this too. I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the children of God. I'm talking about the people that have professed to be Christians. Here's another verse that comes to my mind that I want to read to you again. I read it earlier in my lesson, but verse 34 from Luke 21. Take heed to yourselves. You know, you're responsible for yourself, and I'm responsible for myself. And, we're not responsible for anybody else, you know. Each one of us. Take heed to thyself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. Now, surfeiting is an excessive amount of anything, you know. That could apply as to drunkenness, as drunkenness is mentioned here. But it also applies to the cares of this life. We can get so involved in the cares of this life, in what's going on. We can get so wrapped up in our jobs. We can get so wrapped up in recreation. We can get so wrapped up, in sports, in the things of this world, we become intoxicated on the things of the world, But he says, you take heed, don't let that happen to you. He says, don't be overcharged with surfeiting and with drunkenness and with the cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares, he said. Watch there, ye therefore, and pray always, he says, that you may be worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the earth. Now, that don't say that you'll be worthy of salvation. You know, salvation's by grace. I want to emphasize this because it's important. Salvation is not of works, you know. But you know what? We can so live, you know, and fail to serve the Lord that we will experience a lot of the sufferings and a lot of the heartaches and a lot of the things that this world is going to suffer, that we could be delivered from if we just take heed to ourselves and serve the Lord. So my message today, Jesus told the disciples, when you see these things come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads. And so my message today is keep looking up. You know, just keep looking to Jesus. Keep serving the Lord. And He'll bless you for your efforts. Now, Brother Strode's going to sing a song for us. And I want you to listen to the words of this song. It is a beautiful song, and it's entitled, Keep Your Eyes Upon Jesus, I believe is the title.